I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Last weekend, Tibetans around the world voted for prime minister and parliament in an election for their government in exile. The Himalayan country of Tibet came under Chinese control in 1959. Since then, many Tibetans have lived outside their home country. And out of the tens of thousands of votes cast last weekend, 88 were cast in Burlington High School. On the ballot was a Vermonter running for parliament. VPR's Yusun Chin has his story.
Gaosang Gangjong Jessar Dong knows his name is a mouthful to say, especially for the customers of the motel he's owned for 16 years. So he goes by this instead.
Last name is GGT, capital.
Before his first political debate in Washington, D.C., GGT felt his body go hot. Cameras flashed all around him. He didn't have notes prepared. And compared to the other candidates,
everybody know, famous. But me, not really.
GGT knew he wasn't the most conventional candidate. He hadn't worked directly with the Tibetan government, and he was a motel owner by trade. But after his first few debates,
they called me from Europe. I don't know idea who was, but the Tibetan. And called me from India. Then called me from Canada. Says, oh, you did good job. Keep going.
He became more confident about his chances. He realized people liked him for his working experience. He felt that gave him a practical edge.
I'm no politician. I'm just working and honest. What we has, what do we need to do, what possible now.
His platform is simple.
How do we keep the culture? How do we make freedom? How do we go back?
Going back. It's a complicated question for many Tibetans around the world. In 1959, China cracked down on an uprising in the country that pushed the Dalai Lama and the government into exile in India. It's a reality that GGT hasn't forgotten.
But I live in Tibet. I don't really know much for the freedom.
One memory reminds him of this. It was 1989 in Lhasa, the country's capital. He was taking part in protests against the Chinese authorities. Gunshots went off and he started running away. Then he saw a woman who had fallen to the ground.
They told me, brother, please help me. And I was watched back a little bit, but she's on the floor, but the army is coming behind. Then I can't help. I just run away.
He says he runs for parliament now because of memories like that one. They remind him of the country he left behind in 1993, where his mother and two sisters still live. On election day, an assembly line of volunteers awaits the voters at a long table. In each of the voters' hand is a small green book. It's an identification card issued to Tibetans living outside of Tibet, and one of the few legal documents that links them to the government in exile. It's what allows them to vote, even though those inside the country cannot. For many, the vote isn't defined by hugely divisive issues. It's defined instead by existential questions about their community, how they will preserve their culture in the U.S., how they will campaign for independence. With his vote, 50-year-old Tenzin Chapel has a simple wish.
I've never been to Tibet, so I'm dreaming about going to see Tibet someday.
Results for the North American votes for prime minister and parliament members come out this Sunday. For VPR News, I'm Yusun Chin.